27 past 6 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now with the newspaper headlines. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. Well, greed has overtaken fear on the markets. We've had this extraordinary rally overnight worldwide on the back of the central banks in Europe and America and Japan collectively announcing this giant injection of liquidity support to the global financial system, shoring up the banks, and that's shored up the investment portfolios. London up 3.2%, Paris up 4.2%, indices in the US are up between 3.2% and 3.4%. In Frankfurt, the DAX is up 5% in a single session, which means in 4 days they're up more than 12%. Investors have made in a week what they'd make in 2 years normally, keeping their money as cash. But the trade-off, of course, risk and reward. Australian MPs will have an opportunity to consider the trade-off as they'll have more money to invest. The tabloids are certainly covering this prominently. The Advertiser: increases for all MPs, Gillard to top Obama, a $90,000 pay rise for the Prime Minister. Cashed up, says the Brisbane Courier-Mail, MPs set for a pay hike as millions cut from public purse. Happy as pigs in mud, says the Herald Sun. MPs strike it rich with huge pay rises. And they say pigs in mud. They literally have a trough filled with money. There's a picture of a pig there, and alongside them, there's Tony Abbott, Julia Gillard, and Peter Slipper, the Speaker. He's in for a big pay rise as well, as are all MPs. The Melbourne Age does make the point prominently that it is a cash trade-off. They're losing some of their benefits and perks, especially that gold pass travel for life, to offset the pay rise. The other story is about, well, we have the Sydney Morning Herald: more refugees, the lure for Malaysia plan. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, will propose a huge increase to Australia's refugee intake in a bid to win support at this week's Labor Party National Conference for his controversial Malaysia People Swap agreement to deter boat arrivals. Mr. Bowen will present a new soft heart, hard head platform, it says, that backs returning boat arrivals to transit countries under regional agreements, but increases Australia's resettlement target from just over 13,500 to 20,000. The Hobart Mercury Beaconfield gold mine had captured the world's attention, we all remember, with the rescue of the trapped miners. But the mine is set to close. And one of those trapped miners, Brant Webb, says it'll tear the town apart. The West Australian: pain and anger. I want justice for my wife killed in a P-plater crash. And the father is photographed embracing his little boy, just a toddler. Austrade officials in scandal spotlight. RBA bribery affair spreads, says the Melbourne Age. The Reserve Bank bribery scandal has spread to the Australian Government Overseas Trade Agency, Austrade. Documents revealing officials met with a notorious Indian arms dealer and knew of payments to a Vietnamese spy chief to secure contracts for printing banknotes, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.